Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. School Committee Debates Accepting Non-Newton Students Via School Choice, by Adam Bernstein. The April 29th school committee meeting focused on the required annual decision by the district to opt in or opt out of the state's school choice program. This program allows Newton Public Schools to open a specified number of student slots to students from other Massachusetts school districts. As she did 2 years ago during the same required vote in 2024, Superintendent Anna Nolan recommended to the committee to participate in school choice, which Newton has not done in recent years. This year, Dr. Nolan's memorandum to the committee proposed offering 80 seats to out-of-district students spread across multiple grades for the main purpose of increasing Newton Public Schools' revenue. Similarly to when this issue was last debated in 2024, the majority of the current school committee also appeared skeptical. Concerns cited included the $5,000 per student tuition rate that Newton Public Schools would receive from the home district of each school choice student, as this falls below the current Newton Public Schools per student total cost of over $20,000. The debate then moved to how much of that $20,000 cost is fixed versus variable, under an assumption that the correct comparable for the revenue of any incremental student would be only Newton Public Schools' variable costs. Another notable consideration was the possibility of routing children of Newton Public Schools' educators through school choice as a way to monetize $5,000 per year for each of those students. Currently, children of Newton Public Schools educators are able to attend Newton Public Schools at no cost to the educators' families. Also under consideration was the requirement that any out-of-district student who enrolls in Newton Public Schools via school choice has the right to stay in Newton Public Schools until high school graduation or a maximum of 22 years of age. Committee member Ben Schlesinger, Ward 5, asked Dr. Nolan about any non-financial reasons to approve school choice, and Dr. Nolan replied saying that Newton Public Schools has a lot of empty elementary seats, and those are the ways I have used school choice in the past. Dr. Nolan cited the Ward Elementary School currently with two artificially small classrooms for some grades of about 14 students per class. Mayor Laredo pushed back on fewer occupied seats per classroom being an issue, stating, "I don't think anyone's going to complain about that." The committee did not vote on implementing school choice at this meeting. The statutory deadline for Newton's decision is June 1st. The discussion concluded with committee members requesting forecasts from Dr. Nolan for some more detailed school choice scenarios, such as opening specific grades or offering fewer slots. However, these requests conveyed the impression of committee members wanting only to receive more finely detailed analysis without corresponding intent to vote to approve. Following the school choice discussion, Newton Public Schools General Counsel Jill Murray Grady returned to the school committee to present a second read of the revised Newton Public Schools policy regarding anti-bullying, following the introduction of the topic on April 7th, when Ms. Murray Grady delineated between the policy document, which is drafted to align with state regulations, and the more detailed plan and implementation, which contains Newton Public Schools procedures. The policy revision passed unanimously, and the plan and implementation will be put out for community input next fall. Superintendent Nolan also informed the committee that the Newton Public Schools Fiscal Year 2026 Annual Report had been published. The meeting replay is available on New TV. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.